What's up, guys? Here with another episode of In the Know with Rome Knows. Today, we're going to talk about just how my life has changed, I guess, over these last 9 months since I've kind of found a little bit of success with social media. Little backstory. So I started making skits officially, I would say, in 2014. I was kind of doing them just on and off, not really too committed. I was in college and I was at CSU Pueblo and I was like, all right, I'll mess around with this. And I would do a couple and then take a break. And then I was just dropping them randomly. Finally, I think 2015 is when I officially kind of committed to being like, I'm going to officially make skits. I ended up spending like all my money. Like I maxed out a credit card, like the last little $300 on an iPhone 5S at the time, just so I could get better camera quality, because no offense to Android, but much offense, the camera quality is trash. It looks like Lego blocks. It is similar to a Sega Genesis. And the problem with Android is it looks great on your phone, but when it gets transferred over to other apps, the quality goes down crazy. And it just, especially on Snapchat, it looked terrible. Instagram, same thing. So I said, no, that's not going to be a good look. So I started making videos. I was using like, you know, different stuff like Splice and just making little skits here and there. My problem was I kept talking myself out of fully committing to making skits. I came up in a time where the internet was, I actually grew up before the internet, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm the millennial or whatever. So I grew up, there was no internet. At some point in my life, the internet was there and it just became more and more and more embedded into society. And one of the things back then was if you spent all your time on the internet, you were a weirdo. Like, oh, you meet women on the internet? Oh, you only talk to girls on the internet? Oh, you spend all your life on the internet? Like, that was weird. So I was constantly fighting that voice in my head every time I would try to make the leap to commit to making videos. So that ended up hurting me in the long run. But anyways, at the time, I did the videos, but then I would stop during football season. And I remember Vine came out, but I just didn't want to spend too much time trying to learn it. I was like, this is for losers. And, of course, that's not the case. So fast forward some more. I think I kind of got back on it in 2017. Top of 2017. Low-key making videos again. Got a new haircut. I got beard, whatever. It's going good. Like, people are like, yo, this guy is hilarious. And I was low-key gaining a little bit of traction. At the same time, like, I was on like a Twitter hot streak. Like, I kept going viral on Twitter like all the time. Like, I was starting to figure it out. But once again, I talked myself out of it to pursue other goals. Fast forward again. It is 2018 in like the fall. I just randomly had the bug to make a skit out of nowhere, and it was like when the cheater gets cheated on, and that did pretty good. Like, you know, at the time, like, only had about barely 2,000 followers. Pictures, you know, did whatever, and like if I posted a video, it didn't get nothing. But that was like the first time I posted a skit and got like 100 likes, and to me back then that was a huge deal. I'm like, fam, where did 100 of y'all come from? You know what I'm saying? Especially to watch a whole video. The reception for it was amazing. So I was like, okay, I'm going to keep giving y'all what y'all like. Here's where I made a mistake. I remember I heard Nipsey Hussle talking about it, but you don't want to, when you watch a lot of people in your field, subconsciously, you're going to start adopting like styles and things like that. Because at the end of the day, you're impressionable based on what you watch. So I ended up trying to do something that another creator did, like pretty much his style, like his niche, and it did not go well. Like the next video I posted flopped. I was like, okay, don't do that again. It was so bad I took the video off, you know. I have it archived. And then I went back ahead and posted something I wanted to do. It was good, like, you know, video did pretty cool. I got like 100 likes. Then boom, I'm posting kind of consistently, not very consistent, but kind of consistently. And I was like, you know what, I might have something here. But what was killing me was the amount of time it takes to actually make a video. Like, okay, I got to set this camera up in 3 different places. I got to get different outfits. Then I got to take this back in my phone, edit it. I was like, oh my God, this is stressful. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's what was really stalling me. Post-production and production were just taking way too long. So let's see here. One of my best skits at the time was this video I made about hats in LA. And it was just kind of an escalation video. That was a premise. There was a escalation of the scenario, and it was cool. Like, people loved it. Like, I think I had like I had hit like 240 or 260 likes on it. And for me, that was like a world record. I was like, damn, I've never had a video, especially a video that's like a minute, 20 seconds, do better than like my pictures. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, but I made the mistake of a different mistake. I thought, well, if that video is so good, I'm gonna just not make anything else until it goes viral, which of course it didn't happen. Lesson here is, if you post content and you're a content creator, don't stop just because your video is having success. You need to have a library of content. Shout out to Brother Ben X. You need a library of content. He taught me that, so that when people come see you and they like you, they have other things to digest from you. And that's what builds the connection to where they start to buy more into your image or whatever your brand is. So I did that video, made a couple after, and I just kind of pulled out of it. Like, I was done making videos. So then I took like another couple months off, because I ended up doing YouTube reaction videos, and I was kind of doing that. And then, you know, another break. Finally, I don't know what point it was, but at some point in 2019, I ended up making a TikTok. And I was kind of like, I just heard about it randomly. Like, TikTok was still like underground. Like, I was probably the last person to the party before TikTok became even slightly mainstream. So I made one, and I was kind of like, yo, this app's crazy, but I could just use this as like my workspace. I didn't tell nobody I had a TikTok. I said, I'm not going to talk about this unless it does well. And even if it doesn't, I'm going to just use this to practice sketches, because I didn't have a following. So I was like, yo, if something bombs, who cares? Nobody saw it. And if it does go great, great. So I make a TikTok. First video does like 1,000 views. I was like, what the heck? Like, I can't get more than 300 views on Instagram. And I'm just like, nah, this is fake. Like, there's no way this is real. Two videos later, I think I did like this one. My first series was When Black People Are Late, and that ended up getting like 100,000 views. I said, excuse me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what just happened? Like, it was mind boggling, because like, you let IG tell it, you know what I'm saying? It's so hard to fight that algorithm. Fast forward, I ended up getting like 10,000 followers on TikTok after like a couple months, actually like 2-3 months. And I was kind of like, okay, I officially have more followers on this random app than I do on IG, the app I'm trying to blow up on. And I was kind of like, I didn't treat it as seriously, because I was just like, nah, this got to be fake. So I took another break. As you can see, that's a repetitive thing. I take a break, come back, had my first viral video, like a couple more viral videos. One of them almost hit 1 million. I had two that like hit 1 million within like my first 4 months. And then some more in the hundreds of thousands, but I just could never recreate the sauce. And one thing I learned was that anytime I did a trend on TikTok trying to be trendy, my videos would not work. Like, trying to make a whole career out of using a sound to create a skit without actually talking, it just did not work for me. But anytime like I did something where I was exercising my own comedic talent, it worked better. So let me see here. If we're in 2019, 2020, I'm having like, it's TikTok is still just, I'm fighting to make this thing work. It would get to a point where I actually started losing followers, and I was like, all right, whatever, I'll get them back later. So nothing really significant happens until December of 2020. I'm at the house. I'm just bored at the house, and I'm in the house bored. And I finally just told myself, like, look, since I'm going to be in the house, you know, it's pandemic, like, ain't nothing going on, I'm about to just literally make videos every day. I'm about to just grind. I'm going to just put videos out. I don't care how they hit. I'm going to just actually try. You feel me? Now, before I continue, one of the reasons I like TikTok is that it completely, completely shortened and decreased my production time and post-production. I can edit, shoot, film, all that, like, and get it done right now. A quick skit, 30 seconds, might take me like 30 minutes to do, because I gotta write it out, take the camera, do this and that. But with TikTok and all the effects, it was kind of like Final Cut Pro, the light version. Like, oh, if I'm trying to do this effect, this effect, this effect, I don't need to go on the computer, look up YouTube tutorial on how to do it, and then carefully do that for 3 hours. It was like, effect done. Next scene, effect done. Like a green screen, for God's sakes. Like, you know how powerful that is? So I just start going in. I'm going in. One day, right before I go to sleep, I'm like, man, let me just put out this idea. It's kind of stupid. It was an undercover cop. And that changed my whole situation. I wake up, bro. That thing is like at 600,000 views. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm freaking out. I'm like, holy cow. Like, people are like, part two. And I'm kind of sitting there at this crossroad of like, all right, I'm not going to mess this up. I'm not just going to wait on people just to like that. So I just start pumping them out. On TikTok, the second one did kind of cool. But for me, anything more than 10,000 views, I considered a success. Like 10,000 views, like what? Like, oh my God. So when it, like, I was getting like 30,000, I was like, oh shoot, like people really like this. Followers are going back up. Instagram liked it for a couple, but I kind of noticed that it was like pulling teeth because my Instagram audience is mostly LA people. And it was just like, you know, it's just, it wasn't for that audience, but TikTok was loving it. So I actually stopped posting a lot of my undercover stuff on Instagram because I didn't want to turn too many people away. I ended up at a point where the undercover cop series like was really doing well. I thought that I was just going to be the undercover cop guy. And we ended up getting to like 24,000 followers, like 30K. I'm like, yo, like I'm here. Finally, I see a filter, the ghost filter. So as soon as I saw this filter, mind you, the trend at the time was the Michael Jackson, Billie Jean dance filter. I see it. I'm all like, you can do like getting, the idea just came to my mind. So I did it. And it was like, what not to say to gang members. That thing took off. Like on TikTok, it had like 500,000. On Instagram, I posted it and people lost it. I think I had like 300 likes on it, like 1,000 views. And like, I was like the first time or I did 1,000 views. And I was like, yo, what? And I looked at the shares on Instagram, it's going crazy. Like, I think it was like 30, 60 to 100 shares. I was like, yo, what? Comments? Like, people I didn't even know, like, knew I was on Instagram or like, you know, friends, family and stuff. Like, yo, this is hilarious, bro. You got to keep this going. I'm like, yo, I got something with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel it. Because now I got content for TikTok and I got content for my LA people on Instagram. So now I can hit this thing both ways. What's crazy is the LA videos like completely drowned out my undercover cop videos. So next video I make is another LA one. I did like 2-3 LA ones. They go crazy on TikTok and they also go crazy on Instagram to the point where like there's a little buzz. Like my homies are hitting me up like, yo, like, you might be on to something with this LA ghost filter stuff. Like it's original. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm all like, I'm nervous first off. Like, knees weak, arms are sweaty, spaghetti. Like I'm flipping out. I'm like, oh my God, like I actually am doing it. Like, am I gonna mess this up? Like every time I would record, I would have panic attacks. I was like, you gotta do it, man. You gotta do it. So I'm still going. It's still gaining traction. It's good. It keeps getting good. Then one day I post it's the one with what size shoe you wear and my size. So I post that one. Mind you, I did it on some. I'm going to the gym. Let me record this. It's literally like a 20-second video. I post that on IG and TikTok, on TikTok and IG at the same time. I check TikTok, that thing going crazy after 2 hours. I check IG, notifications going crazy. I'm like, yo, people are really liking this. Now, keep in mind, I went from 24K over the span of a month, like a week or two. When I started doing the LA videos, my TikTok started skyrocketing. I might like think that video alone brought me into like 80,000 followers. I was like, yo, what the? My plus the traction I built up from the other videos. So people are starting to see like, oh, okay, he's done this about 6 or 7 times and they're all pretty good. Like, okay, this is good. I check IG and I'm barely at 2,000 followers. When I tell you my IG just started getting like 500-600 followers because different pages started repost like that one video got so much traction, like everybody was sharing it. Homies was all like, yo, I seen somebody just post your video. And I was like, what? And shout out to Unsexiest, because that's the reason I would say Unsexiest is the main reason why my IG ended up blowing up, was because they reposted that video to a lot, you know, mostly LA audience, and like a lot of people started following me off of that. And when they see my other videos, they were kind of like, oh, he do this. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I got something cooking. So December ended up being like a really strong foundational month. I just keep pumping out the LA videos, keep pumping my, like, anybody who was there from like when I really started knows that I was putting out, I think, 2 to 3 videos a day. Like every day I wake up, go to the gym, and then just sit down and record. Or I'll wake up, record, make sure I put out like 1 or 2, and then go on about my business. And every day I was putting out two. I literally put out 2 videos every day from December to, I want to say, February, March. Like, from, yeah, I want to say February, from December to February or March. And like my Instagram just kept steadily going up. And then I noticed, like, okay, with IG, you got to keep putting out stuff people like, because then I don't know what the algorithm does, but it'll just start pumping it out, especially if people are sharing it. So I got to a point where, you know, people are like, nah, bro, you on to something, like you cracking right now. I'm like, wait, what? Like, this is strange to me. You know what I'm saying? Then finally, TikTok, I hit 100,000. IG, I hit like 5K, and I'm just kind of like, bro, I'm going crazy. I'm like, wait, what? This is so crazy to me. So then another thing happens. One day I'm just all like, well, I don't want to be stuck in just one series. Like, I kind of want people to understand that I am funny no matter what I do. So I was like, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna keep putting out what people are responding to, and I'm gonna mix in something new, see how it goes. First thing I think of was Black at Work. Now, and y'all know Black at Work went crazy too. So Black at Work, I'm kind of just like, yo, this would kind of be funny. It's just a play on, you know, I love The Office and different concepts like that. So I try it out. First one does pretty cool. Like, people are like, yo, that's hilarious. But I keep putting out the LA stuff. And I slowly but surely just made it to where, like, I'll make an LA video and then I'll put out a Black at Work. But I would sprinkle the Black at Work around different days and whatnot. Because, like, my LA videos, what's crazy is they just kept, you know, hitting around. They were just consistently hitting a certain number. I didn't really see, like, oh, it's going up. And I was kind of like, ah, whatever. I'll just keep doing it. Because I thought that was going to be my peak. I was like, all right, I'll probably hit my run. But that's where the power of coming consistent comes in. So one day, I post a Black at Work, and it just starts going crazy. Like, mind you, one of my videos, the LA one with my size, it does well on Instagram. At the time, for me, 30,000 views was like crazy. So that did good for my page. It brought in a lot of followers thanks to that real thing. And then on TikTok, it went viral after a month. Like, it finally hit 1 million views. Like, I got homies sending me videos like, yo, you just came up on my For You page. People from high school like, yo, COVID's like, what? And I'm just all like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't consider anything viral if it didn't hit 1 million views. That was always my standard. So when it did, I was like, yo, I legit did it, you know? So that was a big milestone off my bucket list. But yeah, Black at Work, man, one video on IG one day, I'm looking at the numbers because I just saw an influx of followers. I was like, what in God's name is going on? This video done hit 90,000 views. I said, excuse me? And it just brought in a lot of people. And I was like, yo, I think we're getting somewhere. And then I check on TikTok, it's doing the same thing. So now I was like, cool. I got into a flow where it was, I'll do an LA skit, then Black at Work. Slowly but surely, Black at Work became the only thing I was doing. Like, I'll drop probably 2 Black at Works and then an LA skit maybe once or twice a week, just so people could, you know, realize I ain't forget about them. Fast forward, Black at Work takes me from like 100K to, I think Black at Work low-key got me to 200. And then on IG, is get, you know, because one thing I learned is, like, you know, I'm from the district, the Crenshaw side of Los Angeles, Crenshaw district. And, you know, not every Black person or, you know, Black, brown, yellow lives in the hood. But, you know, there's a lot of Black people that all over the planet that are just Black, or that, you know, there's, you know, just are Black and can understand what Black people go through in a workplace. So when I looked at it objectively, it was all like, oh, Black at Work hits so hard because every, you know, every Black person for the most part has worked a job or works a job where those kind of racist things happen. And I was like, okay, the reception on this is going crazy, like stupid crazy. But what was happening was, when I'll go outside and people, like, that was another thing. I had to get used to people like recognizing me outside. Like, hey, yo. And I'm like, huh? Because I'm from the hood. You call out my name, I'm like, all right, he about to shoot, fight something. They're like, you the dude from TikTok? I'm like, huh? Like, I've been walking these same streets all my life. And now people, you know, like, that was kind of an adjustment period. And they were like, yo, your black at work is funny. And then, like, I was hearing more people like the black at work than the LA stuff. But, like, when I'm in LA, a lot of people love it. So, whatever. Moving on. I'm doing black at work, is going crazy, and that starts just throwing my Instagram up. But then at the same time, I had dropped another LA skit, and that one went stupid crazy. Like, that one, I would say I literally watched my IG in a week go from 5k to 10k, and I was like, what? Then like another 15, then I like hit 20, and I was just like, yo, this is insane. But then I got to a point where I was all like, all right, I done built this thing enough to where I have a strong enough foundation that I don't need to push out content 2 times a day. Like, I can relax. Cause that was my thing. I just wanted, my whole goal was to have a page to where you could scroll a long time before you hit the point before my first videos, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't want people to be able to scroll once and then you've seen all my videos. Like, on IG, I was like, nah, I need it to be like a catalog, like TikTok. Like, yo, you can keep scrolling and be like, oh, he really do this. You feel me? So I, like, by March, April, I was like, I felt like I hit that point. And at that point, I started getting bored of the black at work and just doing LA stuff. I was like, I need to mix this up. So I started doing like different situational stuff, like how dudes be around women, coaches be like, or, you know, being African at school and, you know, just African accents, just stuff that is within my realm of just being me authentically. And it was so much, it was like a breather. I was like, dude, I'm glad I like my stuff, but, you know, it felt cool to know, like, the reception was people like the same ideas that I like to make. And then I was just like, okay, this is getting boring. I need a new fresh idea. And one day I was just all like, it was either a fan or somebody. It was either me or a fan. And the whole concept of being black at Hogwarts was born. But I was like, how am I going to execute that from black at work? You know, like, how do I transition? And I thought about it. And the first, yeah, being black at Hogwarts came out of black at work. So it was basically Jamal's at work. Somebody asked him, like, yo, name a world you would want to live in if you could. And he starts thinking of black at work. And mind you, this is why TikTok is great. Other than its terrible racist bots and the fact that people can, it's just terribly ran with the guidelines. The fact that you have all these tools and effects at your fingertips make creating so amazingly beautiful. So I ended up doing the black at Hogwarts, and that thing went dummy. Like, I'm talking about on IG, it went crazy. Like, I usually use the reels because they get better algorithm reach on Instagram, but I did it as a regular post and it did just as good as my reels. And I was like, yo, I got something here. Like, I'm looking at the shares. It's like 1,000, 2,000 shares. I said, excuse you. And then on TikTok, people are like, yo, this is crazy. And I was all like, yo, I got something here. So as y'all know, that was born. But now I'm at another phase of my development at the time where I did black at Hogwarts, but I wasn't expecting the reception to be that hard. And people were just fiending for it. Now, in retrospect, I should have just came up with ideas and then executed them once they were fully thought out. And I should have did them with more effort, because I would say, like, there was about 6 Black at Hogwartses that I made that I kind of just half-assed. And they ended up not doing too great. And I felt internally that I could have put more effort into it as well. Like, I just rushed them out and just figured, well, I'm funny. If I just do my normal formula, then it'll do what it does. Wrong. So I start doing, like, just being black at different scenarios. Those are going well. And then finally I'm just like, you know what, I'm talking to my homie, I'm like, I think I figured out, like, my formula for this. And then one fan left me some great constructive criticism about, like, spacing out the audio so that the syncing is better throughout the skits. When I tell you that single suggestion changed everything. I drop being black at the bank, boom, that one hits. Then I did being black at Hogwarts, where Jamal's animal is a Rottweiler or a Hellcat, and it went crazy, 1.2 million. And slowly but surely, my social media just started booming again. And then I realized, like, okay, I might have something here. But last phase of it to where we're currently at. So one, I'm dropping content less, but I said that doesn't really matter as long as I drop higher quality content. Like, even if I just do like a bulk drop of like 5 skits and do that once a month, that's still better than, all right, let's do every day at like 60-70%. So people keep asking me, like, yo, you got to do Black and Different Universe. I'm like, ah. So they're like, no, do Black and Star Wars, do Black and Star Wars. I'm like, all right, whatever. So finally, after like months, people are begging, please do Black and Star Wars. I was like, I promise I'm gonna do it. So I do it. When I tell you, that was the fastest growth I've ever seen. I literally, that was the first video I ever did that hit 1 million in a day. I'm watching it go crazy. I'm like, wait, what? So Black and Star Wars goes insanely sickening crazy. And I used all the lessons I learned from Black at Hogwarts to produce that. And then I kind of kept that standard of like, okay, I have to put in effort. I have to think out my stuff and actually try. And it's just been working great. So yeah, man, that's kind of been the journey over the last couple months. I got like 4 more minutes before it cuts me off on the browser. So one thing, actually, I'll talk about that in the next episode, just kind of adjusting the life before and after. That was more so the intricates of how I got here. It's been a crazy ride, and, you know, it's only the tip of the iceberg, honestly. Like, I'm nowhere near done. I don't even feel like I've hit my peak at all. Like, I just feel like I have so much left to create and do and grow from. So I'm just going to keep staying consistent with that and whatnot. It's also funny because, like, there's been a lot of stuff I'll do on TikTok that turns into trends. And I'm just all like, I get pissed off because I'm like, man, why everybody got to steal my stuff? But another part of me is just all like, okay, well, you're clearly doing something right if people are copying you. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of nice to see, like, all right, people know, like, all right, now that's this guy's thing. You're trying to do what he's doing, which was always my goal. But I'll talk into, like, just the other side of being on the creator side and like what you have to deal with in another episode. But thank you all for listening so far. Go ahead and like this podcast, share with your people, follow me on TikTok, Instagram, subscribe on YouTube. TikTok bans me all the time. I think we all know that long-running joke. So subscribe to my YouTube, follow me on Instagram, sub to my Twitch. All my content goes there. And then when we stream, I'm always having debates about anime, TV shows, all kinds of cool stuff. And yeah, man, appreciate you all for listening. Hopefully you found some insight to this, or if you're, you know, a fan that just kind of wanted to know, like, how did it get to where it got to, this is definitely your inside scoop. With that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and sign off. It's been real. Like I always say, if you don't know, Rome knows.